Recorded Books presents Snitchers by Stephanie Dunn. Narrated by the author. Chapter 1. A lady on this talk show I saw once told a story about a time she had died. Her heart stopped beating, and the doctor shocked her chest like 3 times. And still no heartbeat, no pulse. They pronounced her dead. Then she coughed, and the doctors and nurses about fell out. She said dying was like sinking back into the womb. But who remembers that? She saw a light, but it wasn't the kind that blinded you. She called it angel light. After that, I would try to imagine the light as I lay on my bed, looking up at the ceiling, wondering if Daddy had seen the light when he was dying. I closed my eyes and put my arms flat on each side of my body, hands palms down, with my legs pressed together, and my feet parted in a small Y. I made my body a mannequin and breathed in through my nose, pressing my lips tightly so no air escaped. 1001, 1002, 1003, 1004, 1005, 1006, 1010, 1013. My chest tightened, colors twisted and spiraled out of control in my head. I began to drift off somewhere, but whether to a light or warmness, I didn't know. I panicked and opened my nose and mouth, glad to be gasping air. The thing was, I didn't want to die, because I knew there was no coming back from being truly dead. The lady on TV had maybe glimpsed the angel light. I hoped it had been there for my father, and he'd gone to heaven, like everybody said. Though it was hard to picture millions of people somewhere way up beyond the clouds, above gravity, chilling every minute in some paradise with streets paved with gold. And I couldn't imagine the opposite either. Every single sinner in the world, millions of them, burning forever, every day in a lake or a furnace so enormous it could hold them all. The last time I was with my father, I didn't wrestle sleep away to do more than hang a lazy arm around his neck as he hugged me and kissed my cheek. Then he whispered, "See you later, Bright Eyes," and left. I didn't know that was the last time I'd see him, so I hadn't taken the chance for one last bear hug. Mama's and Daddy's voices drifted in and out as they talked outside my door before heading downstairs. It was a Wednesday night in August and supposed to be his night off. "I don't know why they gotta call you all the time like you the only paramedic they got. Come on now, Dot baby, it's not always me, but my boy need me to cover for him. Ain't like he ask a lot. All somebody gotta do is give you a sad story and while you working, they off partying. You too soft, Les. Now, I didn't hear no complaints a little while ago. You just focus on keeping that bed warm till I get back. Black man, hush." My mother actually giggled. "Get on out of here." I knew they would kiss before my mother shooed him out and locked the door. I had dozed off with the memory of us laughing over the stuffed lamb Daddy had won her at the carnival. The thing was ridiculously big and very pink, like the color of this medicine for an upset stomach. So Mama had given the stuffed animal the same name, Pepto-Bismol. Our last day together wrapped around me like the comforter I slept with during winter months. If there was a sign of what was to come, I didn't catch it. For a long time after Daddy's death, I stayed on the lookout for catastrophic events whose sole purpose was to catch me off guard. I understood then that terrible, out-of-this-world bad stuff could actually happen to me. I was sure there had been a sign I'd missed. Maybe it was Daddy coming into my room to check on me and give me that quick kiss. If I'd woken up, given him a real hug, and looked into his eyes instead of lying there half asleep and cozy, I might have seen it, but I didn't have the gift. Mother Willis at church was 80-something years old. She had the gift. Her bones creaked, her words, and her mind became troubled when the good Lord was letting her know it's going to be a bad winter or a summer storm or somebody she knew was secretly going through serious drama. Sister Cretia, the head deaconess, had the gift too. Her signs were dreams. They told her if she shouldn't go out or when one of her grown kids was in harm's way before it even happened. If she dreamed about fish, then somebody was pregnant. It didn't make any sense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?